It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Kenny Driggs. He is with West Coast Show Support, and we're talking about the Hard Scrabble Music Festival coming up the end of August. Just 2 days of great music, three stages, but I'm staying too much now. I'm going to let him talk to you about that. Kenny, thank you so much for coming in today.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. This is a lot of fun, and it's exciting that, you know, it's just one more thing that's coming to Helper that people can get out and enjoy themselves. So I guess first and foremost, where did the idea for the Hard Scrabble Music Festival come from?
Actually, from Hard Scrabble Canyon. I came to Helper about a year ago, and we were filming a promotion for a company out there, and they said, you should go up Hard Scrabble Canyon at night. And we did. Me and my buddy went up there, and we stayed there for about half an hour, and we could see all the stars, and it was incredible. So we got some lights out. We started taking some pictures, and well, those came out pretty cool. And we were thinking, dude, this spot is incredible. This town is incredible. We want to do more art. And the kind of art that we're the most aligned with is live music. So we said, okay, well, we'll come up with the Hard Scrabble Music Festival. You know, that was a year ago, just kind of goofing off in the canyon.
And so now it's kind of slowly coming to fruition. As I said, three stages. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about some of the bands that you've got that are booked. And, you know, you're always looking for more vendors as well. So let's talk about the whole thing. It starts once again on August 28th. It's going to roll the 28th and 29th. That's a Saturday and Sunday with two outdoor stages.
Yeah, we got two outdoor stages, and like you mentioned, we're in development right now. We've got about 75% of our acts booked, and we're bringing in some really cool talent from all over the West Coast, and some folks from Salt Lake City, some folks here from Carbon County. We're trying to represent the music that's already here, but also bring some really interesting stuff that, you know, some of the friends we know. So we've got a lot of rock and roll, we've got some folk rock, we've got some more new age experimental stuff. And we're doing our second stage, a more acoustic set, down by the river in the river park there in Helper. So you'll have two opportunities all day long, you know, bouncing back and forth between those stages. And then we're going to have the Rio active in the evening. And we're still under wraps on who's going to be playing in there. But it's going to be exciting.
It'll be a lot of fun. And once again, this is all going down the 28th and 29th of August. And you're going to have kind of like a, as you were explaining it to me, kind of like a Main Street fair. Yeah. With vendors and everything. And you're looking for food vendors always, right?
Oh, food vendors, artists that have, you know, crafts that they want to display, any kind of interesting booth that they can set up. Really, we want this to be a celebration of arts and what's already happening here and around Carbon County and in Helper. And it's similar to, you know, the existing setup. There's Helper Vibes that's happening every Saturday. That's been a spectacular event. Ours is going to be focused a little bit more on music, but in a similar nature. We want anybody from the community who can participate in the festival to come out. We need food vendors. We're going to bring a lot of hungry mouths to Helper. And we need cool art. People have a little bit, they want souvenirs, you know.
So let's talk about the fee for this. And it's really, I don't want to say the word cheap to demean what's going on, but it is. It's inexpensive, let's say. Inexpensive entertainment, it really is.
It is, and we want to point out that we really, really like making concerts, and so we try really hard when we do it. And the caliber of entertainment that we produce is, it's worth the price of admission. And here, we want to make it accessible to everybody. So the main price for what we're calling our main stage, which is out at the city park and includes the river stage, is $25 for the day or $40 for a weekend pass.
So that $40, you can go back and forth between the river stage and the main stage there at the park on Main Street.
Correct. Yeah, you'll have, you can bounce all day between beer garden, river stage, and then you want to go get hyped up with a little more energy, hit the main stage, and stroll the crafts, the arts.
And if somebody, and you were saying also, if somebody wants to just come down and walk through the Main Street fair and that kind of stuff, isn't interested in going to the to the music and or anything like that, there's a fee for that as well, and it's $10.
Yeah, we get the $10, the fair pass, the Main Street fair pass. Just come and get food and hang out, and don't tell the organizers that I told you this, but you can probably hear the music just fine from Main Street.
I wasn't going to say anything. I might have been thinking it, but I wasn't going to say anything. So, as you said, for the two stages, $25 for one day, $40 for both days. The Main Street Fair, if you want to walk down and experience that and have fun, that's only going to cost you $10. And then at night, you said the Rio Theater is going to be really the showcase in the evening and that stage there.
Yeah.
And you're trying to, you're looking at booking some names that for the most part, you know, people may know or have heard of these people.
You may haven't, but we definitely promise it'd be worth coming to see.
And that's only going to cost them how much?
That's $15 for the show at the Rio. Yeah.
And if you haven't been in the Rio, I have yet to go down there and look at it, but I've seen video of the lights and the stage and everything there. They've done such a great thing inside there. Go check it out. And just get ready, because this is going to be a lot of fun. Once again, another thing that's going to bring a lot of people to help her. So be ready for it. It's August 28th and 29th. It's the Hard Scrabble Music Festival. And one other thing that you guys, you have some sponsors, but you're always looking for more if anyone's interested in this.
Yeah, we're working out right now some formal sponsorship packages, or we're open to anybody who wants to participate in any way. If their services or their time can be contributed, you know, that for us is huge. We want this to be a recurring annual festival, and we've seen that this town knows how to put on a party. So we want to find folks who want to align with us and help us produce it again in the future. Right now, we're, again, looking for any kind of sponsorships. But we've already got helping us out Castlegate RV Park. That's going to be our main headquarters, where we're going to land some of our trailers. We have a lot of production coming in for this, so they're all going to stay down there, and that's been a huge production ally for me. Even from a year ago when we started producing here in Helper, we've always stayed at the Castlegate RV Park. They take great care of us. They're signed on as one of our formal sponsors, and we have some support from Waste and Water Management, where we're getting all of our cleanliness, because we got to have a clean festival.
Right. Yeah. And once again, if anybody's interested in sponsoring or helping out, what do they need to do? How can they get in touch with you?
Well, we've got a website for the festival where you can contact us directly. Let me give you the website. It is the Hard Scrabble Music Festival.com.
All right. Kenny Driggs with West Coast Show Support. Thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it. We're going to have you in a little later when we get closer. We can talk about some of the acts and get excited. And I mean, if you're not already excited, this is going to be a great, great festival. So get out and have some fun for this one. But it's the Hard Scrabble Music Festival, going to take place in Helper from August 28th and 29th. Kenny, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.